Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Just hours after Greece gave in to painful new job and spending cuts on Thursday, Eurozone finance ministers put off a decision on a new bailout to save Greece from bankruptcy, saying Athens didn't go far enough. They also gave Athens less than a week to find an extra €325 million in savings. €325 million in savings. In addition, they had to get approval of the cuts through a divided parliament and get written guarantees that they will be implemented even after the elections of a new government in April. Greece is expected to rush the new austerity measures through parliament by late Sunday. However, some unions have called for more strikes for Friday and Saturday in opposition to the cuts. Tanks have gathered outside opposition neighborhoods in Homs on Friday, according to activists, raising the possibility of an all-out assault on the Syrian city. Residents are expecting a major push to subdue the center of the revolt against President Bashar al-Assad. Assad, who was bolstered by Russian support in the UN, has ignored appeals from world leaders to halt the carnage. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the appalling brutality of the operation, and Turkey's ambassador to the European Union warned of a slide into civil war that could inflame the region. At least 400 people have been killed in Homs in the past 6 days by regime forces, said opposition activists. On Thursday, Germany expelled four Syrian diplomats following the arrest this week of two men accused of spying on Syrian opposition groups in the country. Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle said he ordered the expulsions of the four Syrian embassy employees and delivered a warning.
I have told the Syrian ambassador that any activity by the Syrian state against Syrian opposition supporters in Germany will not be tolerated.
On Tuesday, German federal prosecutors said they had arrested a Syrian and a German-Lebanese dual national on suspicion that they had been spying on Syrian opposition supporters in Germany for several years. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. The European Union is about to increase aid to Myanmar by €150 million and might go as far as scrapping sanctions in April, according to officials in Brussels. The change in the EU's position comes in reaction to progress towards democracy in the former military-ruled country. Since last year, Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi has been released from house arrest. Hundreds of political prisoners have been freed and ceasefires have been signed with ethnic militias. The EU is also planning to open an office in Rangoon, where currently only Germany, France, Britain, and Italy have embassies. Police in Malaysia say they have detained a Saudi journalist who apparently fled his country after being accused of insulting the Prophet Muhammad on Twitter. Hamza Kashgari, a Jeddah-based newspaper columnist, triggered an uproar in his country this month after tweeting remarks about the Prophet that many considered offensive. Some Saudis have reportedly made death threats against Kashgari or called for him to be charged in court with apostasy or blasphemy. Malaysian officials declined to say whether the 23-year-old would be returned to Saudi Arabia soon. Two Tibetan brothers were shot dead by Chinese security forces. U.S.-funded broadcaster Radio Free Asia reported on Friday, the two men had been on the run since taking part in anti-government protests 2 weeks ago in southwest China and were killed Thursday in the high-altitude pasture lands used by nomadic herders. Luhuo and other Tibetan areas of Sichuan province have been sealed off due to recurring, sometimes violent protests, so the Radio Free Asia report cannot be independently confirmed. Asian stock markets dropped in early trading on Friday after Europe's finance ministers demanded more spending cuts from Greece. Japan's Nikkei 225 index fell 0.2%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng lost 0.4%, and South Korea's Kospi dropped 0.9%. And the 62nd Berlin Film Festival opened on Thursday with a screening of Farewell My Queen, a French film set against the backdrop of the French Revolution. A total of 400 films will be shown over 10 days in what is the world's biggest film festival in terms of audience. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.